Hello. Good evening. Welcome back. I was listening to another podcast and they always say good morning. And I was like, I don't know what we say, but I don't feel like we say good morning because we record so late.
Right. Yeah. I think it's just always hello. Hello. Welcome back.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Hi. Welcome back. Like we're at the drive thru at Starbucks. Hi. Welcome back. What can I get for you?
I hate you. Get out of here. What is up? How are you?
I'm good. I'm tired. But yeah. I'm all right.
Have you been at the football field every night?
Yeah. Well, there's only practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Oh, okay.
But then Friday is team dinner night, and then Saturdays are games, and then
no.
Right.
No.
So right, yeah. Here I am. Just footballing it up.
So, and like every Friday night, the whole team gets together for dinner?
Yeah.
No.
And a parent has to host it.
Right. So they switch.
Right.
We used to do like spaghetti dinner nights for softball in high school. Like every Friday night it rotated like during the season. Not fucking when we're like 11.
No. It's a lot. I think they may only be doing it for home games, but there's only 3 away games. So,
oh my God.
I mean, here we are. Here we are.
Busy.
I guess I could just drop him off, but.
But yeah, but then it's like, well, how long? Okay, let me know when you're done. Like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, it's like a process.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
That's all right. I'm in it. I'm in it to win it now.
Our games start this week. They were supposed to start last Saturday, but we got rained out. So random. Yeah. So freaking random. So we start this week. Today was our last practice before.
Do you think you're ready?
I mean, yeah. It'll be fun. It'll be interesting. The first game always is. Like, what are you doing? But we did like a scrimmage today, like versus ourselves, just 5-on-5. So that really helped.
I bet. Like,
hello, this is what it looks like.
We're now playing a game.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm excited. It's just like, once season starts, man, you're in it. Like, it's 2 practices a week, a game every Saturday. And then I'm doing that Saturdays, and then I work on Sundays. And it's just like, there's my weekend.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's how it is. I know my... So I always go to football with one cousin, and then my aunt goes to softball with his sister. And, but she has practice 2 days a week and then 2 games a week.
No.
I'm like, holy shit.
4-day commitment. No way.
Yes. And no then way. 5-day commitment for football.
No.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. It's a lot, yeah.
I thought football would be like 3 days a week, like 2 practices and a game.
Yeah.
Apparently not. I'm new to this co-parenting world.
Right. It's a lot.
So.
I got upset today because Penelope was like messaging me constantly at school because she has a phone watch.
Okay.
And she can only like message a few people, and then it's like pre-programmed messages. So like there's like 10 she can pick from. Okay. So she's texting me all day. I want to go home. Come pick me up. I want to go home. Come pick me up. I want to go home. Like sad faces. And I was like, okay. I was like, babe, I'm not picking up early. Like I'm picking you up at release time.
And then, like, are you dying or what's happening?
Yeah. She's putting no sad face, sad face. I want to go home. I want to go home. So I'm like, okay, so weird. So
yeah,
I get there to pick her up, and then she finally gets in the car. I was like, what was that today, dude? Like, you were stressing me out. I thought something was wrong.
Right.
And she was basically just broke down crying about how much she hates her teacher. Yeah. And then she's so stressed out because she gets way too much homework, and then she has softball, and then she gets no time to relax. And today her teacher did something three times and made her want to cry. Like, just broke my heart. Like, broke my heart. Yeah. And so I was trying to, like, not get heated because I was about to call a principal and chew them out. Like,
right.
So I was trying to be like, okay, she might be tired. That's why she's extra emotional, or she might be hungry. Right. Or, you know, maybe it just felt like a big deal, but it was warranted, you know?
Right. Maybe she's just emotional today.
Yeah. And so, you know, I try to let her know, like, I'm so sorry you feel that way. Like, that's not okay to, you know, feel like if a teacher's making you feel really uncomfortable. Cause I think what's happening is her teacher's got like a short fuse. Like, I wasn't very impressed with her at like the back to school night.
Okay.
And it sounds like she sometimes says things like very condescending where it makes the kids feel dumb.
Like, oh, I don't like that.
I don't either. And like today, Penelope was telling me that what happened was, and she's just like bawling, like tears. It was so sad. Oh, and she was like, today we were working in groups and I was the writer for my group. And she's like, and everyone was telling me their ideas and their opinions. And I was getting stressed out because I didn't know who's to write down. And she's like, and then my teacher just came over and goes, you guys have been doing this for 20 minutes. You don't have anything written down. And then Penelope was like, I felt bad because I was the writer and I was just too stressed out and overwhelmed to write anything down. And then I guess the teacher like looks at the rest of the class and like, how should it have taken this group 20 minutes to not write anything?
No, I don't like that.
Right.
I don't like that at all. If you want to be condescending, go teach high schoolers. Don't teach elementary school kids.
Yes.
Or middle schoolers.
I don't like it either. I do not like it either. So that bummed me out. And so I talked to her dad and Sam about it. And then, you know, she does have a lot of homework. She's got like 3 pages front and back, plus reading, plus then writing about her reading. Like, it's a lot.
Every day?
Yeah. And she's only in third grade. And she has sports twice a week, like most children do. Or some kids have after school activities or this or that. And I'm like, that's too much.
Yeah.
So then I almost called the school just to say that, because I was like, now she wants me to cancel practice and she's begging for me to not make her go because she has homework, too much homework. Like, that pisses me off.
That's a lot of homework.
That fucking much homework. She has way more than my seventh grader. Way more. Right. And so I still might say something about that, because I know there were times growing up that my dad would cause a fuss about certain things like that, but I think sometimes warranted, like rightfully so.
I remember one time specifically in high school, I had a history teacher that wanted us to like do this huge report over Thanksgiving break. And my mom was fucking livid. She went into the school and she like went off on this teacher. She's like, what are you doing on your holiday vacation? Yeah. He's like, well, I'm spending time with my family. And she goes, well, so is my daughter. She's not doing your essay.
Yeah.
And you're not going to mark her down. She goes, because if you do, I'm going to the principal. You're not going to mark her down. She's going to enjoy this time. She's off of school, so she's not doing school.
Yeah.
Like, no, we're not doing that. You get to enjoy your time off, then we're going to enjoy ours.
Right. Right.
So.
And I think that's okay to sometimes say, like, this is not necessary.
Right.
And what frustrates me is, like, I was telling Sam and that she has said that her teacher makes them feel dumb. And he was like, that's literally the opposite of what a teacher is supposed to do.
Right. Your teacher's supposed to be like the safe haven when you don't have someone at home, or if you don't feel comfortable telling your parents or whatever.
Yeah. So we're going to like,
that's annoying.
We're not going to react right away. And we're going to obviously listen and really, you know, sympathize with Penelope, because we want her to keep telling us when things aren't going well or things inappropriate are happening. Because if there is more coming, like, this is only 4 weeks into school, 5 weeks into school. If there's more coming, like, we want her to feel comfortable to tell us, you know?
Right. And if the teacher's going to be like this, sometimes kids just don't vibe with the teacher and that's fine. But then Penelope needs to switch classes.
Yeah. And then, you know, part of me is also like, this won't be the last bad teacher she has. So no. Like, what's the skill I'm teaching her here? Is it, I'm going to help her understand, like, sometimes this happens with coaches or teachers or people, you know, bosses in the future. Right. Like, sometimes people are just jerks and they don't talk respectfully. But don't let that ruin how you feel about yourself, because you're smart. Right. And if you need extra help, we'll get you extra help. So like, I'm trying to figure out which avenue I'm going to take here, because like initially I was pissed.
I was texting her dad,
like, we're going to call somebody about this teacher. Like, I was pissed.
Like, going off.
Uh-huh. And then, you know, I have to also think about like the external factors. I do think that Penelope has ADHD, and I think she gets overwhelmed with anxiety. Right. And I think it, you know, what she was saying is true. Like, she sits there and she's overwhelmed. There's this noise, this person's talking, her teacher's now yelling at them, and it's too much.
Well, what if you did like a parent teacher conference?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. But next week she's having like a physical. So I'm going to talk to the doctor about like, what are some healthy ways for her to cope through this stuff? Or like, what are some things we can be helping her practice at home? Because I feel bad. I don't want her to just suffer through the entire year.
No.
So it's like, what are we going to, what's the best choice to support her? But I just felt so bad today. She's just so heartbroken.
Poor thing.
I know.
That's awful. I know. My cousin's been, yesterday after practice, he's like, I have to go home and I have to do this paper. And I was like, why didn't you do that after school?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't get out of practice until 8:30 at night.
Yeah.
You don't have time now. Now you have to shower and get ready for bed.
Right.
I was like, you need to come home and like eat a snack while you start your homework. I don't want to hear any excuses. Like, I'm done.
Yeah.
But he's in seventh grade, like Alakai. So you can be a little harder on them. And
yeah,
be like, listen, I don't have sympathy for you. And the time management
has to be there.
Right.
It has to. Yeah. So that sucks. It sucked.
That's crazy.
I know. I felt bad. I know. Hopefully tomorrow's a better day. She's been saying that she's been having a lot of like subs, and I don't know if that's part of it. Like,
maybe there's are other people.
Yeah. Or are other people like complaining about the teacher? I was going to reach out to her friend's mom and ask if her daughter's having the same experience, you know?
Yeah.
So it sucks. Alakai never really, you know, vocalized hating a teacher like this. So
right.
He might have, but he's not the type to break down and tell me right away. He's the type to internalize it until like eats him up.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't know, but I mean, I'm not a fan of her though. Like, I believe that she's maybe not the nicest person.
Right.
So.
Right. So it's hard to like, am I going to go full like mama bear and attack this lady in the school and blah, blah, blah? Or am I going to kind of write it out for a little bit and see what happens?
Yeah. And like help Penelope work through it, because
right.
It won't be the last person she deals with a shitty person.
No, for sure. For sure. Happens all the time.
Right. So I feel like we just recorded.
I do too, kind of.
Like, honestly. I literally feel like we just recorded.
But I feel like there hasn't been a lot like worldwide going on, or not that we've paid that much. I guess reality wise, there hasn't been a lot going on. Worldwide, there's not a lot, but reality wise, there's not a whole lot going on. So it seems like there's not a lot to report. I haven't been able to watch one fucking show this entire week. I watched Southern Charm on Monday. But other than that.
Oh, so you watched last week's Southern Charm. Not the one that came out tonight.
Oh, well, I watch it on Peacock, so it comes out tomorrow.
Okay. That's what I thought you had watched when you were saying that you watched Southern Charm. I was like, oh, shit. I didn't even like.
Oh, no.
Oh, so you watched last week's. Yeah, I watched last week's.
Yeah. But that's it. That's all I got.
Okay, so wait, I do want to talk about that today. I sent you that video of Britney Spears on Instagram dancing in like a dance studio, and it fucking looks like she's being recorded, like without her knowledge.
You had said it looks like she's behind like a glass, like a double-sided window, and it really does.
Yes, like because
a two-way mirror, not a double-sided window. All windows are fucking double-sided.
A two-way mirror, yeah. Because it looks like she's just, like, dancing. But then there's a reflection. And in that reflection, you can see a phone on a tripod.
Right.
And so it's like, wait, what's going on here? Is she She's not recording herself because there wouldn't be a reflection.
Right.
That's what's weird.
There had to have been some sort of barrier because otherwise there wouldn't have been a reflection. That's not just a filter.
No. And then people were like, is she being recorded without her knowledge when she's in this dance studio? And this is just the first time we've realized that there's a shadow. Like, what if there's cameras set up in all the mirrors in her house and they're recording her and she doesn't know?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, that's a stretch. Right. It's possible.
It's a huge stretch, but it is.
Shit sounds crazy already.
With everything else that's gone on, it wouldn't be the most shocking thing.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
The dancing videos.
They're fucking weird.
They're still like, I don't understand. Like, if you would have told me when I was 10, 11 years old, Britney Spears in her prime, that she would end up being this kind of crazy lady that nobody can really understand that just stands in front of mirrors dancing, I'd be like, no.
That nobody can understand.
No. I would have been like, no, that's Christina Aguilera. That is not Britney Spears. And now Christina Aguilera is totally normal and Britney Spears is a nut.
Okay, did you see what she did to Christina Aguilera this week?
No.
Oh my God, you didn't hear about this?
No.
Okay, Britney Spears commented something, you know, she just would like randomly go off on a tangent on Instagram.
Oh God.
Talking about Christina Aguilera and how when she saw Christina Aguilera live, she noticed that her dancers looked a lot larger than her dancers. And it was probably just to make Christina Aguilera look good. Basically calling Christina Aguilera fat and all of her backup dancers she's ever had. Yes.
What?
So Christina Aguilera unfollows Britney Spears after this happens. And then Britney Spears goes on and is like, oh my gosh, I didn't mean it like that. Like, I'm literally just saying I noticed a difference in our dancers. Christina could do no wrong. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about? Yeah, and so Sam one day texted me and all it said was, what the hell's wrong with Britney Spears?
Right. Like, I feel bad for her having been in the conservatorship, and I'm sure that that kind of fucked her up in a lot of ways, but I mean...
Well, she's
gone off the deep end.
They've fried her brain, I think.
Right.
Genuinely, I think that they fried her brain. Like, I don't think she knows what's left from right anymore. I don't know. It's weird.
It's very odd.
I'm seeing if I could find the post. Oh yeah. Okay, so here's the post. So she posts like a photo of like a phrase, and it says, I found there was only one way to look thin, hang out with fat people.
Oh, I don't like this.
Right.
I already don't like this. So
then her caption is, I wish I could have chosen the nannies for my children, my dancers. I mean, if I had Christina Aguilera's dancers, I would have looked extremely small. I mean, why not talk about it? Don't you think my confidence would have been a bit better if I could choose where I lived, ate, whom I called on the phone, dated, and who was on stage with me? It's hard sometimes now. I see how much of my womanhood was stripped away at that time, and every person sat back and didn't say anything. Anyways. I'll be here talking about things people never talked about. I'm sorry.
So people shouldn't be talking about because it doesn't fucking matter.
So then 2 days later, like after all the criticism, she posts this weird fairy picture of two girls standing next to each other, Avery and Olette. I don't know. And it says, by no means was I being critical of Christina's beautiful body. It is what it is. I'm sorry. This doesn't sound like an apology.
No, that's like, she's fat. Get over it.
Yeah. I flew to see her show once, and the main thing I noticed was the difference of our people on stage. By no means did I ever mention Christina. Look at my post. I was inspired by her show, and she's beautiful. Woman of power. Thank you, Christina, for inspiring me. To be honest, I'm not trying to be critical of anybody. What I posted is a projection of the insecurities I deal with all the time as a result of how my parents and the media have treated me. Like, at some point, shut the fuck up. Like, we fucking know.
Yeah, it's not my fault. It's everybody else's fault that I'm saying these terrible things.
I would never intentionally body shame anybody because I know what it feels like. I struggle with this because of how I feel about myself. Not because I hate how anybody looks. I feel like my family knew I was insecure. And people
are still going...
People were trying to purposefully feed into the insecurity by not letting me have a choice. And the people who were on stage with me, I appreciate you all being understanding with me as I figure out this new life I'm living. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? What are you actually saying? What are the words?
It's like she says words, but none of them make complete sentences. Never.
It's like not an actual thought.
No.
It's so bizarre. Like, I genuinely just think they fried her brain. I feel really terrible for her. And I'm not sure, like, what else to say. I just genuinely think, like, unfortunately, we will never have answers.
No.
I really don't.
Oh, wow.
I'm fearful of the day when we wake up and the same thing that happened in Michael Jackson happened to her. Like, whoops, they died. Well, how? Well, they just did under, like, and shit's just right. Sketchy. Sketchy as fuck.
Right. There's no real explanation to anything.
So.
Oh, my goodness.
Britney Spears. Poor Christina Aguilera.
Poor thing. Christina Aguilera has gotten just fucking destroyed about her weight for so long, and it's so shitty.
It's so shitty.
Like,
her and Kelly Clarkson were treated just like garbage.
Like, we cannot all be our 20-year-old bodies forever.
Wouldn't that be fucking phenomenal?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be insane if we looked like we did when we were 24 ever? I was tiny.
I wasn't tiny. No. I was still thick, but I was about 60 pounds thinner.
Right.
So that would be nice.
Right.
That part of it would be pretty cool.
Wow. I remember what that felt like, just reminiscing.
I know.
Walking down the stairs without feeling everything walking with me.
Yeah, like, now I'm crying. So cool.
No, genuinely, I saw this really beautiful TikTok the other day of this older lady with like this beautiful like gray hair that looked almost lavender. And she just like, she had wrinkles, but she was just beautiful. Like, she just like so confident and so like in her element, like happy, like probably in her 50s. And I was like, that's goals. That is fucking goals. To just be like, this is me. I have all gray hair and I'm old with wrinkles and I'm still beautiful and I'm fucking living my life. And what? Like, oh my God.
I have some aunts that just, they were like, fuck it. I'm tired of dyeing my hair. I'm tired of the upkeep. I'm tired of everything. They just grew their hair out gray and it looks great.
Right. Right. Like, I think that I'll hit that point one day. I'm not there yet, but
well, we're still young. Like, we are still young.
Right. Well, I have a lot of gray. Like, I just went to the hairstylist yesterday, actually, and she was like, I was telling her, I want a warmer brown on my roots. Like, they're so ashy and just dry, like, and I need gray coverage. She's like, yeah, I think you think it looks so ashy just because of your gray. And I'm like, great. It's great.
Thank you so much for that.
Get the fuck rid of it.
I'm gonna go.
Yes, I did. It's
oh my God, that's so funny.
Why?
So did you yesterday, I think, or the night before it came out, the new iPhone update? Did you update your phone?
I don't know.
Oh, good. Why? Well, you would know because it looks different.
Oh, okay.
So probably not. I updated my phone, and then with the new update, you can now unsend text messages, which sounds
actually work.
Yeah. So it tells, but it tells a person like a message has been unsent, but it doesn't say what it was unless you have an Apple Watch. So Christian tested it on me today to see, like, just to see what it would say. And so he just like wrote test or whatever and then unsent it. And it showed up on my Apple Watch, the full text, but on my phone, it disappeared. It just said Christian.
It never disappeared from your Apple Watch.
No. So PSA to everybody.
Right.
I hope you know who has their Apple Watches when you're sending stupid text messages.
Oh my God. I've been thinking about getting an Apple Watch just because, like, on the softball field or when I'm on my admin day and I'm like, what time is it? Like, I don't like carrying my phone around work when I'm deep cleaning the bathrooms, like things like that.
Right.
And I can even just strap it to my apron. I just don't want one more thing to pay for.
No, I get it.
I don't want one more thing.
I get it. And it's like a monthly cost to have the phone, like a phone line.
Right.
And then you have to pay for the actual thing. Like, yeah, it's another expense.
Right. But that's just so fucking convenient. They're so
convenient. That's like, why do you need $200 headphones? Because they're fucking easy to use. The AirPods, like,
yeah,
they're so convenient.
I didn't realize how much I would love them. Until you really did not.
Right.
Wow.
Wow. God bless you, Apple.
I'm so resistant to all of it, and then once I do it, I'm like, I get it. Well. Great. Right. I just like, I hate the idea of becoming more and more robotic.
I agree.
Like,
yeah.
It freaks me out, even though I know it's happening. And I know everyone already, like all the teenagers walking home from school are not looking up. They're looking at their phone, walking along the sidewalk, like zombies.
That is terrifying to me though, because they would never know if somebody ran up behind them to kidnap them because they were on their fucking phone.
Right. But even just like watching it happen is weird. Like this group of girls all on their phones walking like zombies, then this boy, then this girl. Like it's just everywhere. So I think that's why I'm resistant to it, because I'm like, no, I miss my childhood. Like I would have loved to give my, I could have given my kids my childhood. Let's be honest. I could have.
Right.
I could have restricted all the devices. No TVs in the rooms, no iPads. I could have, but I like the babysitter. Yeah. Like it allows
me. Which I think is why people do it.
Right. It allows me to get housework done. It allows me to take a shower. It allows me to take a 20-minute nap before sports start. Like it helps.
Right.
So,
but I get both sides.
Yeah.
I always thought growing up, because I never had a TV in my room until I bought my own TV and put it in my room when I was already moved out and whatever. And so I always thought it was so stupid when I was younger. I'm like, why can't I have it? Like, you guys are watching your shows. I want to watch my show, like blah, blah, blah. But now looking back on it, I'm like, yeah, I get it.
But that's why I give it to my kids.
Yeah.
Because I remember what it felt like. And I'm like, I get it. I want to watch my TV. And they want to watch their TV and they want to tune out. And so that's the problem too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's like a happy medium, but
there
who knows what it is.
We won't know. We will not know the concrete destruction this causes our brains and our children and whatever for years and years and years. Like we won't know the repercussions of all this media constantly.
Even some stuff like structurally your body, like your neck, everybody's neck, everybody has back problems now. Why do you think that is? Because we're all slunched over on our fucking, with our heads out and down.
Like a turtle.
Phone.
Yeah.
Right. Like, so now everybody has this like weird neck thing. Everybody has headaches, tension headaches more. Everybody has all this stuff.
And depression, it's because, anxiety. Right. Oh, you're just staring at a screen all day long. It's really weird. I don't know why my brain feels so fucking sad.
I wonder why you're struggling and you can't focus on anything because you're used to having 800 things coming at you in the screen all the same time.
That doesn't mean shit's going to change. Right. I know. It's really too bad.
Yeah.
But I can't deny the fact that one of my favorite like alone time things to do is to lay really comfortable in my bed and scroll TikTok. That is one of my favorite things. Like anytime I'm texting you and Aaron or Sam and you or whatever, TikToks, just know I'm getting my 15 minutes of silence. And this is like really important to me. And I just really need to share this moment with you.
I just need 15 minutes at a time of TikTok University.
Literally.
I know.
And I learned so many of the things.
So many of the things.
I know. You know, my favorite thing right now to look at is girls my body size styling themselves.
I need help with that.
Look it up on TikTok. Like, literally, I'll type in size
whatever.
Eight. Yeah. Yeah, whatever. It's fine. Size 8, mom, millennial style or whatever. And it'll be like fall style. Uh-huh. And it's so cute. They make the cutest videos. And then they'll be like, weight, height, like the girls are honest about it. So you know, like if you can shop exactly what they're wearing or not.
Okay. I honestly still occasionally will go on Pinterest to see if I can figure out what to wear from what they're wearing.
I do that, but I don't like when I can't find the item. Like, I love watching a girl style herself on TikTok.
Right.
And then her having it linked in her Amazon storefront and then me being able to add it to my cart, like, if I wanted it, you know?
That's true.
Otherwise, I'm just like, where is, I don't know what, you know, I don't know. So, like, this is one. This is cute. Hold on. Restart it. So she just orders a bunch of stuff from Shein and then, like, tries it on. And she'll put out what size everything was, what size she is. That's cute. Or it'll
That's
be
cute.
Or I'll look up like work attire, or you know what I've been doing lazy is loungewear. Not lazy. Okay. Lately is loungewear. I don't know. That's, you know, I just found my purse off there. Like I found some softball like t-shirts off there. So
fun.
Anytime I look something up, I'm looking on TikTok first.
I never search on TikTok.
Right. You just scroll.
Right. I just scroll through the For You page and whatever's there is there.
No, literally, like, I search for things. Like, I searched for Halloween girls nights. Like, what are girls doing? And found witchy cocktails to make. And then I, like, yeah.
By the way, I have this little thing that I'm going to bring for us to wear.
What is it?
I'm going to make us like sweatshirts with like different designs on them.
I love that.
Yeah. So I found a bunch of decals on like just iron on decals on Amazon. And then I'm just going to go buy some sweatshirts like bigger than our normal size so that they're cozy.
Yes. Yeah. Oversized.
Yeah.
Wait, that's so cute. We should do that as a girls' night.
Okay. I'll just bring all this stuff then.
Wait, why don't we just do that instead of the paint? And I can order some stuff too. Is that, or do you want to do both?
Either way, whatever you want. I love
that idea. That's so cute.
So yeah, I just thought that we could all like be matchy.
Yeah.
We're going to do this girls' night. And at first we were going to paint and watch the new Hocus Pocus and drink.
Yeah.
Fun. So time great. Of our lives.
Time of our 30-year-old lives.
So at first I was like, well, since we're painting, I'll do aprons.
Oh, cute.
But then I was like, we're going to wear these aprons one fucking night and never wear them again. So then I was like, oh, well, I'll just do the same decals, but I'll do them on sweatshirts instead.
I love that. That's so cute. Well, no, you can just do that. We'll still paint.
Okay.
Because I think the painting will be fun.
I know. But
that's such a cute idea.
And I have, when I was going through my program for billing, for medical billing that I do now, the teacher one night had nothing for us to do. We had already like taken our finals and everything. And so we did a paint night in class and she gave me all the extra canvases and paint brushes and stuff like that. So I'll bring those.
That's nice.
Whatever I have, I'll bring. And then if they didn't give us the paintbrush we want, then I have other ones we can use.
Oh my God. So fun. I'm excited.
So yeah, it'll be fun.
But yeah, like, I don't know. I just look up fun stuff like that. Or what do I like? I've been looking up like toddler meals lately. Like what are other moms getting their kids to eat? I look up softball drills. Legit. I look up so much shit. Yeah. Sometimes when I'm like on TikTok, I'm like really looking for organizational da 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 da. I'm not just scrolling TikTok.
I'm doing research.
Yeah. I swear to you, I'm currently curing my ADHD. You don't understand. Like, so fucking ridiculous. It's just what ADHD wants.
No, I'm feeding it. I'm not healing it.
Literally. The other day at softball practice, I was like, okay, we're going to go do this drill. Da, da, da. And then I be like, why are you over there? I sit over here. They're like, you literally sit over here. I'm like, no, I forgot. Like, we're doing this now. Like, I was so all over the place. I was like, okay, you gotta figure this out. It's like a lot. And then I'm like, what time is it? How much more? Okay, yeah. What? Like, okay.
Like, you're all over the place.
Like, Yeah, it was too much, even for me in the moment.
These poor girls are probably like, what in the hell is going on?
Well, they were like, you said third base, but we're at shortstop. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, such a wreck today.
You knew what I meant. You knew what I meant.
Anyways.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So, I love TikTok. Like, you know what's crazy is YouTube used to be where I was at. And I never could picture a day, because everyone always said, like, eventually there will be a day where YouTube is not the thing anymore.
Right.
And I'd always be like, but what would it be then? Because YouTube is so unique, but TikTok is so much better.
I never got into YouTube.
That's crazy.
Never. I never got into YouTube. I never really watched videos. Even now, like, I don't have the app. I don't.
That's crazy.
I've never even downloaded the YouTube app.
Right. Okay.
So I just never got into like that phenomenon. I like TikTok because there's short clips. I hated YouTube because I don't have 45 minutes to watch a video.
Yeah.
And I don't want to watch a 45 minute video.
Yeah.
So totally. I like TikTok because it's like quick, instant gratification.
Yeah.
I don't have to wait around for the punchline of these fucking videos.
And there's like I don't know. There's such a wide variety of shit. But like, I want to be so into the TikTok drama, like the mom talk drama. Right. And I want to like know all about it. But it's just like too much.
She did come up that Taylor Paul, Frankie Paul. What the fuck is her name?
Taylor Frankie Paul.
Oh, I did get it right. Okay. Yeah. So she came up on my For You page the other day about how now she's like 4 days sober. Do you see this?
Yeah, it's just like, it just feels like a media grab.
Okay. That's what it seemed like to me, but
she's a weirdo, dude. She's a fucking weirdo. Straight up.
Straight up. So,
yeah. It's just like, I don't think there's any other way to describe it.
She's a fucking weirdo, and yeah.
Moving on. I'm
dead. Oh my God. That's so funny.
So I didn't really talk about it last week, but I had like that whole meltdown about a big thing happening at work. And then like something big actually did happen at work. And I was too drained to talk about it. But I ended up getting a new store a lot closer to home. It's a drive through, but it meant leaving like my first babies, it felt like. My first team, and like I was very, very attached. So that was
very sudden.
Yes, it was sudden and a quick turnaround. So that felt really heavy last week. Like it just like was heavy for me. And I didn't like having to say bye, and they were crushed, which crushed me more.
Of course.
And I was saying to one of them, like, yeah, but your new manager's great. And like, I really think you're going to be okay. She's like, yeah, but it's like when you have a mom and you get a great stepmom, like that's great and all, but we want our real mom. And I was like, oh no, don't say that. And I don't look at these kids like my kids, but they're like my little like baby brothers and sisters. That's how I look at them. And I'm protective over them the same way I would be my kids.
Yeah.
And
it's just a different relationship, and you probably spend as much time with the people you work with as you do with your children.
Yes.
So.
And they come, like these kids would come in and break down about things that were very heavy and very real and confide in me, you know, and sometimes say things like, you know, that were really touching about how much our relationship meant to them and how I was the only, you know, role model figure they had. And like, that's heavy.
Right.
I don't take that lightly. Yeah. And so, I don't know. I just felt super traumatized leaving them, even though I was so excited. But now that it's kind of like settled and I'm in my new store and I met the team, like, I feel so much better. Like,
do you?
It feels good. Like, my new store is going to be good. It's going to take some time. Like, there's some things that need work, but
of course,
I feel okay with leaving my old team now. I'm with being like, okay, so now I can just be your friend and I don't need to be like, you're also your boss lady, you know? So
I feel like with like retail stores or with food, the food industry, I feel like management gets very like complacent and relaxed sometimes. Mm-hmm. And so they may have started off like I'm sure at your store, the manager started off really strong and was like, no, this is the rules. It's how we're doing it, blah, blah, blah. And then they just get complacent.
Yeah.
And that's not all managers, but it is a common theme.
Yeah.
And then it's everybody slacks off. And then pretty soon somebody else takes over and the other person, like the new person's going, what in the fuck happened here?
Uh-huh.
And so I think it's, even though it's hard on a team, I do think sometimes it's good for change.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
A different perspective. You get a different point of view.
Fresh eyes.
Somebody else that takes certain rules and regulations more seriously than somebody else. And mm-hmm. so you understand the importance of different avenues of what the company's looking for.
True.
So,
yeah, I totally agree.
I think it's sad and I think it's a hard transition for everybody, but
yeah,
I do think it's necessary.
Yeah. And I was ready. I was I had gotten to a point where I was very comfortable. That store's like killing it in sales.
Right.
Like unreal numbers for a cafe. Like I'm so crazy proud of what I did there, but it did kind of sting and be like, man, but I'm just like, maybe I could wait a little longer and like do a little more, you know?
Yeah.
But it was time. It was time. It was the right move. It all fell into place perfectly. And like be like, literally, it took me 7 minutes to get to work today. Seven. Right. I feel so thankful. So thankful, right. You know? And then today, one of the guys I was like helping, I was like looking at him like, I know you, but I can't place you. And I didn't know if he was like a customer from before that I knew 3 years ago.
Right.
Or does he just look familiar? Cause like he kind of like has a stereotypical look. Anyway, so I think he like noticed me looking. He's like, what's up, Coach Bria? Madison's dad. Like one of my softball girls' dad.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like,
and he's one of your people, employees?
He's one of my regulars. No, he's one of my regulars. No, not one of my employees.
Oh my God.
But so I'm just wondering like how many more people that I see every day are gonna pop in. But that's okay.
A lot.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's so funny.
But so now I'm gonna go to one of my girls's brunches on Sunday for her birthday and they're like all dying that I'm going.
Love it.
And so I texted them today and I was like, oh, so-and-so came and visited me, like how is everything? And they were just like, we have so much to tell you at brunch. And I was Uh-oh. Like, okay, well, I will listen, but I'm not gonna give my 2 cents. I'm not gonna, like, I might cut you off and say that's enough. I don't want to be involved. Like, I just want to hang out. Talk about the Kardashians, which we need to talk about the Kardashians.
Yeah, can we? Can we talk about?
Okay, so word on the street, like the thing I'm hearing lately between like social media and everything else is that there's all this dark stuff with the Kardashians, which
yes.
I can't say I'm surprised.
No, not at all.
But also, like, it's hard for me to still, like watching them or, like, following them when, like, I hear things, you know? Yeah. When, like, people are, like, you know, they're actually not hands-on moms like they show on the show. Like, when they're at birthday parties, they're in a corner taking selfies and doing their thing. And the babies are always with the nannies. Like the moms are never around unless it's a photo opportunity and shit like that. And I'm like, I could totally see it.
Right.
It just sucks.
There was just a comment the other day. Did you see this comment that Khloé clapped back at?
What?
So she went to Beyonce, just had her 41st birthday party. And it was this huge thing. Everybody was there, blah, blah, blah. Well, Khloé posted a picture of her going and somebody commented on the picture. When do you actually see your kids?
Yeah.
And she commented back when they're awake.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like this big, like the internet kind of went crazy about this clapback. But then I'm with you. When do they actually see their kids though?
I don't know, dude. I think maybe maybe Khloe's more hands-on, but I don't think any of them are that hands-on. I for sure don't think Kim Kardashian is a super hands-on no. mom. No, I just don't. I don't know. And you have to wonder, like, what is the damage they're doing to these children? Like, I know that it's borderline unavoidable, but like when your daughter is screaming at paparazzi to stop and she hates them and flipping them off, you might need to think about how other celebrities keep their children hidden from right. the general public, like Blake Lively and what's his Ryan name Reynolds. Do it Ryan Reynolds do it
yeah.
Mia Kunis and
well Blake Lively Ashton and Ryan Kutcher Reynolds do it. They do show their kids' faces and they do like
but they're not followed stuff, but they're not chased no. down
no but they're, part of that too is I think that a big part of this, first of all, Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds are A-listers. Like they are the top of the top.
Yeah, they're the actors and actresses. Yeah.
They're not reality stars. Not to say that the Kardashians don't have any talents at all, because I don't think that. But Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds and these Mila Kunis, Ashton Kutcher, like these big, even Dax Shepard and Kristen mm-hmm. Bell, these people have a craft and they're doing their craft. It's like they.
Yeah, but Kristen Cavallari does it.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I think I get that. I get that. Like,
I feel like the Kardashians are more like in positions to get photos to boost their popularity. And
it's a business deal for them.
Right. Like their business is social media. Their business is ads. Their business is
it keeps them relevant.
Right. Where Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, Mila Kunis, they don't have to do all this stuff to be relevant. They're gonna be relevant.
Right, but where's the line when it comes to your children that hate it?
I agree.
That's my thing. That's my thing. That's and then what damage are you doing to these kids and subjecting them to the flashes, the following, the yelling, the shouting, the screaming, like the chasing in the cars. Like that's just not normal.
Well, and like, I do definitely think that today's reality stars, for the majority, are way more in the spotlight than ever before. Like, look at Heidi Klum. Heidi Klum was never followed. Like, she was she was followed by paparazzi, but her kids weren't stalked down. Her, like, even Gisele Bündchen, like, her and her husband are huge. Like, he's one of the best football players, arguably. I don't really. Arguably one of the biggest names in football. And their kids aren't stalked down.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know. I think
part of it is how much the Kardashians are putting themselves in those positions.
Yes, right. But I'm just saying, like, the repercussions that you're having on these small children is a little alarming.
I mean, it's not good.
So there's that. And then there's like the rumblings about Kanye's mental health and that there's, yes, he's been loony, but there's always been truth in what he talks about.
Right.
And he's been coming out and saying, like, my girls will not end up like Kim and Chris. Like, my kids are not going to do Playboy for money. They're not going to be making sex tapes for money. And it was always like, what the fuck are you talking about? You know?
Right.
But then Ray J just dropped a fucking bomb on TikTok or wherever it came up on his Instagram stories. Like, he went ham. He's done. And he basically said, Kim alluded to the fact that she was so drugged out, right? During the sex tape that, like, so who knows what he could have done to her.
She said multiple times on the show that when she did that sex tape, she was very high on, like, ecstasy.
Yeah.
And so but that, to me, when she said that, even originally when she said that alludes to me that it was non-consensual. Like, she didn't know she was being filmed. The whole thing was non-consensual. Like, as if Ray J was a predator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how they've always set him up as, like, the villain. You were the villain of this story. Sure, you didn't leak it, but somebody you know did. Like, I don't know. It just always seemed like there was this bad connotation around Ray J. And so, but Kim recently said on her show something along the lines of, well, I was so drugged up. Who knows? He could have stuck something up inside of me and I wouldn't have known.
Right.
Okay. Well, now he's going to have a problem with that. Like,
Right. Hello. That's not acceptable.
That's not acceptable. And so he clapped back, and basically he was saying that legally, because she brought it up publicly, that he's right. allowed to respond publicly right. about it. And then he's saying he's going to sue, or like, he obviously had to sign NDAs that he no longer gives a fuck about. Like, he's over it. And because it also makes him look bad as a businessman, as a father, like, I'm sure people at the preschool or whatever give him some type of look.
Right.
And at some point it's like, no, you can't claim I fucking did some crazy ass shit to you when you're drugged up. Like, no. I'm not going to own that.
No. And then shouldn't.
No. And then he went one step further and said, we had sex on camera 3 times. Your mom reviewed these videos and picked the best one and leaked it. And we know about it. We got paid. Like, right. own it. And they're silent. Like,
have you ever seen it?
No, I've seen, like, you know, the stills. I've never watched it either.
I've heard it's terrible.
I'm sure.
Like, not worth your time.
But if this is true, if this is true that Kris Jenner had her daughter and her boyfriend at the time film themselves having sex 3 different occasions, reviewed them, picked the best one, and sent it. That's your mom, bro.
Could you even imagine wanting to watch your child?
That's your mom.
Right.
Wow. That's a different level of disturbed. That's a different level of
it's
demented.
It's not okay.
So that's a
whole nother level of like clout chasing. Like, I want to make money. I want to be in the spotlight, and I'm going to use my daughter to do it because my daughter is friends with Paris, and Paris is a big deal right now. That's what that says to me.
Well, that's what Ray J is saying 100% happened. And then it's like, okay, so that does something to you if your mom's fucking shopping around your goddamn sex tape. That fucks you up. Sorry.
It's so weird.
And then there's all these rumblings about, like, Kim suffering from severe body dysmorphia because she does not look normal.
No.
Her body's not normal. That's not normal.
No.
And that's what everyone's getting irritated about. We've talked about this, that the Kardashians refuse to own it. And then people will make the comment of, well, at least Kendall Jenner's normal. No, she's not natural. That girl's not natural.
Not at all.
Like, none of these people are natural. And yes, they look great, but it doesn't mean it's okay to act like this is attainable.
No.
It's not.
Kendall Jenner looks natural in the fact that she looks like she does just enough work to look natural.
Uh-huh. Kind of like Courtney. Like, I don't, like, Courtney's face has become different, but I don't think she's as severely, like, altering her body as Kylie, Kim, and Khloe.
No.
Those
three are by far the worst.
And they replicated their body on each other. It's weird.
In a weird way. Like,
it's weird.
They're disproportionate. It doesn't even look great. Like, yeah, they're super thin. Yeah, they whatever. But, like, their ass does not. It kind of looks like they were just, like, picking pieces of, this is what looks good on this person. This is what looks good on this person. They just, like, copied and pasted onto their body. But it mm-hmm. doesn't fit on their bodies.
Because mm-hmm. it's not natural, dude. It's not normal.
I don't like it.
And then I heard that when Robert Kardashian and Kris Jenner were going through their divorce.
Right.
Robert Kardashian asked for her to be psychologically evaluated because he suspected that she was narcissistic. And it came out that she was, like, highly clinically narcissistic, which does not surprise anybody Got it. Does not surprise anybody. So when this came back, Robert Kardashian wanted to get her help or like put a plan in motion of how she would, you know, work on it.
Right.
Because he was terrified his daughters would end up the same way. Okay. So sorry. That's exactly what happened.
Right. Right. And I think some are worse than others.
Very.
Yeah.
And I do think, like, I sent you that clip today of Kim talking about Kim on James Corden this week, yeah, talking about how the first time she had her very first huge photo shoot, she was supposed with Kyle, what's his name? Kyle Lagerfeld.
Lagerfeld. Yeah.
How he always gives like a special bag to every person that he shoots for the first time. And basically Kris Jenner showed up decked to the nines, stealing all the attention, all the thunder.
Right.
Ends up with the motherfucking bag.
I would be pissed. Like, here it's I am not doing the
normal
work.
It's not normal.
I'm here doing everything. Like, they wouldn't be doing... The photo shoot is around me and you're stealing my thunder.
Why are you here? How dare you as a mother do that to your child? It's wild.
It's not okay.
Sick. It's sick. So anyways, these are the reasons why now it puts like this huge damper on me watching the Kardashians. Because, yeah. And I'm sure this is what, you know, Christian and Sam think when they watch the Kardashians every time we have it on, is like, yeah, how do they not notice how sick and demented these women are? But like, it's not that we didn't notice, but like, it's entertaining and it's believable. And it's a reality we don't understand. And it's a nice one to escape to in the show.
Yes.
But then when you realize that, like, there's some like very disturbed, maybe weird, twisted things going on here. Like, I'm sorry, Kris Jenner shopping around her daughter's sex tape is highly disturbing. That's highly disturbing.
Yeah, it's awful. It's absolutely awful. And the fact that she even, that was a thought that went through her brain, much less like had enacted them it and made it happen.
Three separate times to make sure they got a good one? What? No. If I found out Penelope had a fucking sex tape,
right,
I would lose my mind.
What's that TikTok?
Burn it. Wow.
But so, seriously though, like, I don't know.
And that's what everyone's like alluding to when they talk about Kanye, like releasing these snippets about like deep, dark shit happening within the Kardashian clan. And that's why they like constantly try to silence him. And that's why he's recently been like, what, Chris, what, Hillary, you're going to come silence me? Are you going to stop me now, Instagram? What if I go here? What if I talk about this? Who's right. going to shut me up? Like, because that's what they're doing. They're shutting him up from telling the truth.
I do think that Kanye's going about it in the wrong manner. I think that by Kanye talking in code like the way that he talks, he's not getting his point across. Why? Like, Ray J gets his point across because he can complete normal sentences.
Right, but Kanye is Kanye West. Like, you cannot...
And every time
normal communication from him. No.
And every time I talk shit about Kanye to Christian's like, the man is a genius. Like, you don't understand. He's underestimated, blah, blah, blah. Like, this man is a genius. And I'm like, okay, musically, yes. But I think more and more I'm starting to like, Kanye is still a psychopath. Don't get me wrong. Like, there's no doubt about it. The man is nuts. Uh-huh. But I do think that he's like playing with Da Vinci's code to get out the secrets of the Kardashians.
Yeah.
I think the whole way he's going about it is odd, but.
Well, it's because it's Kanye and he'll do whatever the fuck he wants. And he knows he's weird and he loves that he's weird. Like, it's part of his shtick.
Yeah.
I don't know. But like, everyone right now is like, Who do you think is going to release the baby name first, Chloe or Kylie, to distract from this whole Ray J thing? Like, you know, they're about to go ham with something to distract right. us from this Ray J shit, which I'm shocked that nobody has said anything yet. They're just all quiet,
I guess.
And then it's like, well, they premiere next week. Like, this is this part of it? Like, what the fuck's going on? Because we could all be pawns right now. I don't know.
I think we are always pawns in their yeah. game.
Uh-huh.
Like, we're watching, we're feeding into what they're selling. And you do, like, when you're watching the show, you do get wrapped up in it.
Have you ever seen The Truman Show?
No, but I've heard about it.
Jim Carrey?
Jim Carrey, yeah. Maybe I've seen parts of it.
You need to watch it. You need to watch it. I watched it a couple years ago with Sam, and like, it's not my thing, so I never watched it before. But I literally sometimes, and like, people are going to think I'm nuts, I literally sometimes will like slow down and be like, we could very much be in like some weird alternate reality and not know.
Maybe.
Like, I'm not saying that's for sure, but there's moments right. where I'm like just going through life and being like, yo, that would be fucking wild. That would be wild.
It would be wild.
Like, what if we are really on the Truman Show and there are people outside of us, like celebrities watching us, and they kick out of it? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm not saying it's real.
It's so like.
I sound so fucking crazy.
Calm down, Kanye.
I'm not saying that I think that that's what's happening. I'm just right. saying, who just, like, somebody somewhere had that thought, and how, I don't know. It's wild. Right.
Well, weird. There has been, like, the thought for a long time that, like, we're in a universe, like, The Sims, and somebody else is controlling.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, that's why when you walk into a room and forget what you went to go get, it was like the sim, like your uh-huh. owner canceling your what you were doing.
Your action.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I mean. I don't know.
I don't know. The whole thing's weird to me. Like, even some things I can't think about because my brain literally can't like fathom the whole thing. Like, have you ever sat down and thought about like everything that's working in your body just to fucking breathe?
No. But I do sit down and think about how the outer space is infinite and we have no idea where it ends or if it ever ends. And that's fucking weird.
Okay. Christian thought that I was the stupidest person in the world because I said something about space. And I was like, how do we know that our space is the only space?
Right.
Like, do right. other universes have other space? And he's like, no, it's just one space. Everybody shares the same space.
How did There's he know? Different
universes. And I was like,
how do you know?
No, but what if our space, like, you don't know? He's like, no, it's all one space. Like, as if I was so stupid.
No, I get that. And that gives me like anxiety.
Right. And I'm like, okay, so you can see these other universes, but how do you know that there's other people in these universes if you've never been there? And he's like, well, it's too far that like you would die before you get there because of the mm-hmm. light year. I don't know, something about the conversion of the light years.
And, yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, okay, but then how everybody says like the aliens come from other universes. So how the fuck do they get here?
Right. Like, are they just and more, this is the shit that freaks me out about space. Are they just and that's why I don't like it.
Us?
Yes, probably. Probably. Haven't you heard people's stories well, about aliens?
Let's move because this shit's not working for us.
Like, they talk about the aliens and the kind of spaceships that supposedly they're taken onto and how they're so, like, more technologically advanced than us. I'm not saying I believe in aliens, but I'm saying if aliens did exist, I 100% believe that they would be light years ahead of us in technology and medicine and intellect. Right. Like, I do. We're fucking dumb. We're dumb creatures. We just are. Like, we're smart and we evolve and we create new things and whatever, but we also slowly kill ourselves and we destroy the planet we live on for personal gain. And we like fast food and we like sugar and we keep adding more to our body and more to our, like, it's so stupid.
We're like a planet of narcissists. really.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're all so hungry for more.
Right.
That nothing is ever enough.
No.
We can never just sit in the moment and be. It's like, what else could I fit in right now? What's coming tomorrow? How can I change what happened last night? I don't know. Wow.
I don't know.
Because I was just thinking, like, we're literally fucked. Like, whether we fuck ourselves in the next 100 years or 500 years, like, it's absolutely coming.
Yeah.
And it won't be that we destroy the planet. It will be that we make the planet unlivable for us.
Possibly,
so we will destroy ourselves, and then the planet will just restore ourselves, and then, you know, the next whatever happens.
Right.
Like, if you're going off science, like, that's all. I'm just saying science. That's it. But
don't come at me.
Don't come at me. I don't care. I don't care. I'm 33, dude. I'm going to be 34. Like, I don't care. But it's just stuff I think about because I like to read what scientists have to say about what's coming. I don't know.
It's interesting, so, for sure.
I think we're very wise creatures. Like, we've figured out how to last for a very, very long time and overcome this and live off just water or live off no sleep for 2 days. Like, yes. But we're also so consumed with consuming more and more and more and more and more. And we don't care what it does to us in the short, because short term, we're satisfied.
Right.
I mean, it's like me yesterday wanting, craving Coke all day long because it's so delicious. It's terrible for you.
I've
it's literally acid.
It's terrible. I stopped drinking soda again. So I went a long ass time from like high school to when I had my heart surgery. I didn't have any soda at all. Never. And then
why was that? Just cause?
Well, honestly, it started in high school as like a class project. You had to give up something that you felt you were addicted to. And at the time, I was drinking like a 12 pack of Dr. Pepper a day.
I'm sorry?
Yes. In high school. It was stupid. Yeah.
Thank God you gave it up.
Right. Right. So I gave it up. And back then I bet I lost like 35 pounds. And that's really the only thing I did different.
Holy shit.
So I'm not doing it now to lose weight. I'm just doing it because it's becoming an addiction again.
Yeah.
And I like want one every single day. And so
delicious.
Right. But it's just sugar. Like, I might as well just drink sugar out of the jar.
Literally. Alakai, we were at Walmart one day last week and he's like, Mom, can I get this soda? And it was like a blue Mountain Dew. And I was like, read how many grams of sugar in there. 78.
Yes.
In a 12-ounce bottle.
Right.
I was like, bro, you might as well go home, open your mouth and pour sugar in there. Like, that's disgusting. And he's like, oh my gosh. Like, yeah, no.
It's so awful. I know. And that's just the sugar content. Like, the carbs are a different thing and carbs turn into sugar, which people don't realize. And like, it's this whole thing. So whatever, I've been trying.
Good.
See how it goes. Still want one.
But, okay. We got to talk about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but you didn't watch it.
Okay, tell me what happened though.
Okay, yo, shit hits the fan. Like, everyone is so cranky. Everyone is so bothered by everything. Like, I get Kathy Hilton being annoyed at Lisa Rinna for asking for 818 because Lisa Rinna is so fucking manipulative and bitchy that she did it on purpose. It'd be different if they walked, because what happened is they walked in there, they were getting settled, they were learning about the hat experience they were going to go through, and then it was like, oh, they have a bar. And then Kathy was like, oh my God, they have my tequila here, like telling people all excited. And then after Kathy says that, Lisa Rinna walks up, she's like, oh, can I try some of that 818? It's my friend Kendall Jenner's. And then it's like, obviously,
it's shady.
Yeah, it's just bad timing. Come on, get over yourself.
Right.
And then she's like, it's the only tequila out of all my friends' tequilas that I haven't tasted. So obviously I'm going to taste it. Yeah, right. Yeah, fucking right. Like, it's your friends. to Frank Kendall Jenner's. So that was just annoying. So Kathy Hilton was livid. She was mad at Kyle for not sticking up for her, which I didn't agree with that. But
I'm sorry, but if Kendall Jenner is that close of a friend, she would have sent you a PR box.
Right. Exactly. So Kathy Hilton was bothered. She was mad at Kyle. So she left literally like maybe 7 minutes after that. She's like, fuck this. I'm not staying.
Good.
And Kyle was upset because Kyle planned this whole like experience. So it's this really nice like cowboy hat shop in Aspen where you get like perfectly fitted to your head. You could pick any style. Then they burn it. Then they engrain your name on it. Like it's this whole experience.
Oh,
they have a bar. Like, and Kyle loves the place, loves it. And she's like, every single time I bring a new friend or a family member here, like it's a rite of passage. We always come here and get them a hat. Always, always, always. So she's been planning this for months with all the women, all of them, for months, mind you. Planned it, got the other house, opened up her house. Like, you know what I mean?
It's a big deal.
Yeah, she cares. So Kathy leaves and that hurts her feelings because she's like, I've been planning this. I really wanted my sister here and she's upset and she's mad at me. And like that bums her out. Right.
Right.
And so then she's wondering where Dorit is and Erica, because Erica's been ignoring everyone's texts, everyone's calls all day.
Okay.
And so Kyle's like, okay, well, I'll just call Dorit. So Dorit and her FaceTime and Dorit goes, Erica's really upset today. So we're at a cafe having pizza and Kyle's like, you guys aren't coming like at all. She's like, no, Erica's not comfortable coming. And then Kyle's like, I'm going to be really upset if you don't come, Dorit. Like, that's what's going to really hurt my feelings. And then Dorit's like, well, darling, I can't leave her. Like she's all alone. You have five girls. She only has me and Diana. And then Kyle's like, you know what? I've been planning this for months. This really hurts my feelings if you decide to just stay with Erica, but you do what you got to do. And she hangs up and Dorit stays with Erica. And I was that's weak. I'm sorry. Erica blew up on Crystal. She screamed at Crystal. She bad-eyed Crystal. All Kyle was doing was saying like, you cannot act like you don't care about the victims. This doesn't look good right now, and I can't back you up on this. Like, please.
Right.
Please, I'm just trying to help you, bro. This doesn't look good.
Right. And Kyle was saying, like, I want to back you publicly, but I can't do it when you're making these statements. So even if you feel this way, don't make these statements publicly.
Right. She's like, no, just, like, fix what you're saying. She's trying to help her. And Erica took it as an offense. Erica packed her bags, left her house that night. Dorit helped her pack her bags and leave. And they went back to Diana's hotel. And obviously Kyle's hurt because she's like, why is this such a big deal? Like, you got mad at me for trying to defend you.
Right. And
I'm sorry, but Erica instigated that whole night. She really did. She got in Crystal's face when Crystal was just like trying to explain the whole victim thing. And then when Kyle was trying to back her up, she got in her face and got mad. Right. It's like, she gets too aggressive.
I was just going to say, Erica was, she goes in too defensive and too aggressive.
It's too aggressive. And then it turns everybody off.
Yeah, for sure.
And so Kyle was bummed and Dorit didn't come at all. So she's really hurt about that. And she's like, she's like, you know what? I always back all these women. Anytime we're in a tiff, I still show up to their event. I still smile at their event. Like, they know how much this means to me. Dorit knows how much it means to me. And for her to just not come really kills me. And I really felt bad for her. I was like, that would break my heart too, to be like, okay, but this petty fight with Erica will go on, but we won't be here again like this in this place. So then they go back to Kyle's and they're all like at their houses getting ready for dinner. And Dorit goes to Kyle's house and she like knocks on the door and Kyle's like sobbing in her room. And Dorit's like, oh, darling, this kills me to see you like this. I hate it. It's like, no, you
shut
don't.
Up.
No, you don't. So Kyle's like, you really broke my heart today. Like, you really bummed me out. You know how that much that meant to me. And Dorit's like, oh, she was crying. You have no idea. And Kyle's like, I don't give a fuck. Like, all this. And Dorit's like, Kyle, you know me. Whenever someone's hurting, I just can't let them be alone and hurt. It's like, you hurt me. Like, you hurt me. And so then Lisa Rinna comes up. She's like, ladies, we have to go to dinner. Like, we have to pause this. And, like, of course, Kyle and Marie keep going back at it. So then Kyle, like, just storms into her room and Mauricio comes up. And he's like, look, ladies, I have to speak on behalf of me and PK. This is a big misunderstanding. Like, just, like, all of a sudden a peacemaker. Like, totally talking Dorit and Kyle off the edge. And then they end up hugging. And I guess it's, like, fine. I don't know. So.
Probably high as fuck.
Yeah. Which, whatever. How can you imagine dealing with those women?
No.
The only male in your house?
No.
Right. So he's a saint.
No.
His wife, especially, like, imagine just dealing with her.
No. Her anxiety and everything is so through the roof that there's no way.
She's so high strung.
Yeah.
So then they finally go to dinner and Kyle's like, can you go ahead of me? Like, I need 20 minutes. Like, I got to just get my stuff together. And she, like, locks herself in her room. So all the women go to dinner at this cute, like, underground bar. They have their whole room to themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's what else Kyle's was bummed about. She's like, I rented out that whole place for that day. Like, I spent all that money and all that time. And, like, you don't care.
It was ruined.
You just don't care. You were getting pizza. Pizza? Like, it's rude. So anyway, so, they go out to dinner and then Kyle shows up and her and Erica talk and Erica explains it in a way I get it. Like, she explained it like you explained it last week. Like, these victims aren't mine to own. Right. I'm not going to say this is my responsibility because it's not. But I understand that there are victims. I just can't be held responsible because it's not Girardi Keith needs to be held responsible, not Erica Jane, which I get that. I do. I get that. And Kyle kind of just, like, listened and she understood. And then they, like, made up and they sit down. And then Crystal, like, watching all of this happens, like, gets super triggered because she's like, you know what? There's such a fucking double standard in this group. Erica bit my head off. She screamed in my face. And now they're acting like, oh, haha, everything from last night's fine, no big deal. If I ever screamed in one of their faces like that, it would be the end of the world. We would never stop talking about it. So she's pissed because now she's like, there's a total double standard in this group. Erica can forgive Kyle for something that Sutton has done, but she refuses to forgive Sutton. Like, it's just, it doesn't all add up. And I think the other women are like, if we're going to be in this friend group and film this show, then treat us equally because you treat us all very different, vastly different. And I get that.
She's right.
And especially for Crystal, like, because I do think that the way Erica comes at people is way too aggressive, way too aggressive. It's inappropriate. And so she goes, Erica, can I talk to you? Like, in the whole group sitting there. And Erica's like, yeah. And she's like, you know, I really didn't appreciate how you talked to me last night. Like, it was very aggressive and very this. And of course, Erica turned it around like, well, I didn't appreciate how you talked to me. And I've always been nice to you. And there's no reason for you to come at me. And I held you.
Oh, my God.
I held you in Mexico when you're crying about everybody. And I cared about you and da-da-da-da. And Crystal's like, Garcelle has questioned you and you never bit her head off. But you called me an asshole. And then Erica's like, because you are an asshole. And I'm just like,
okay. Here we go. Here we go again.
We don't always have to make everybody the enemy.
No.
That's what I'm tired of. Right. You're not, like, it's not you versus everybody. If your friends have questions about things, either have the discussion or don't, but don't treat them like lesser than human beings because they want to ask you a question.
Right.
I'm tired of it.
It's so unacceptable. It makes it such, like, a negative environment. Why would anybody want to sign up to film?
Nobody. Nobody, because it's the Erica show or no show. The fact that Dorit did not show up for her best friend, Kyle, who they treat each other like
shit.
Family, like their husbands are best friends or kid, like that's shit. Not okay. And I think Kyle has every right to be offended.
I agree.
And then it's like, let's go to the next spot. And Kyle's like, let's go to another bar. And then Erica's like, yeah, so Kyle wants to go to another bar. What could possibly happen? You know, it's just one more bar. So then it shows all the women driving and it's like black screen. And it says later that night. And it's like Kim. No, not Kim. It's Kathy, Kyle, and Lisa Rinna sitting in a car, and they're talking about something that happened with like Kris Jenner, like when she forgot her jacket or like when she didn't have her ID and like how posh she is, like she got in somewhere because Kathy's like, hopefully I get in because she doesn't have her ID or something.
Okay.
And so it was like, okay, that's like a little behind the scenes like tea moment. And then it like blacks out again and it goes and it's like hours later. And then it's a text message from Lisa Rinna to somebody saying, oh my God, Kathy Hilton just spoke so bad, like so terrible about her sister, worse than I've ever heard in my entire life. And then somebody's like, wow. And then she's like, this is like life changing. What happened tonight? Or something like that. And it's like a dark screen. So, you know, it's like all like doom doom, like intense. I was just like watching it like,
what? What happened?
What happened? And so like then Lisa Rinna in her confessional is like, that's stuff you can never come back from. Like that's deep rooted family issues. And then it shows like Kathy Hilton's text to Lisa Rinna and it says silence is speaks louder than words or something like that with like hearts after it. So shit's about to hit the fucking fan.
Well, and I heard, did you hear what Andy Cohen said about the reunion?
That it was like explosive, right?
He said it was so explosive. He said that they filmed till almost midnight. And he said that there were some relationships that were partially healed. And he said, and then there's some that will never come back from that reunion.
That's so sad. Yeah, so it was a fucking good episode. It was still like, we keep talking about this. I'm still over the Mean Girl shit on all of these Housewife franchises. There's a Mean Girl in every franchise now, and I'm over it. Like, Erica's become the Mean Girl. Teresa's the Mean Girl.
I want it to be fun again. Yes. It used to be so fun. We used to complain about fucking family minivans and get drunk in Cabo. Like, what happened to that?
And run the streets and let men suck, like, tequila off our nipples. Like, that's... I want to see women let loose. I don't want to see women be vicious. I'm tired of it. And like Candace on fucking Real Housewives of Potomac. Ugh. Like they're all trash. And then they get brought back for another year. And I was like, so we're just perpetuating this behavior because now every new housewife thinks that she has to act like this to stick around.
They're encouraging the bad behavior.
It's gross.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. No, I gotta
it's explosive. You got to watch it. I actually thought it was really good.
Okay, good.
Also, you need to watch Tell Me Lies on Hulu. Okay. So it's younger, but I still think it's good. It's like Pretty Little Liars mixed with like kind of One Tree Hill, like mixed with, it's just like a lot of the shows that we watched growing up mixed with each other.
Okay.
It's good.
Did you watch all of Pretty Little Liars?
I stopped after like the 18th egg came out. I just like how many people can be A?
I stopped after like the second season.
Okay. I watched way longer than that.
Yeah. I couldn't anymore. Like, I couldn't do it. It was too much. It was too much suspense. And then it was like a lot of buildup for nothing.
Mm-hmm. Always.
It was like this big lead up and then you were disappointed. And this big lead up and then you were disappointed. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is stupid.
Right. Yeah, no, I feel that. But I caught up to Tell Me Lies. There's only 4 episodes out. I've watched them all. And I think they come out every Wednesday maybe, which is like so exciting. It's my day off. So now it's like I can look forward to watching the show. It's also kind of inappropriate. There's like a lot of sex scenes.
Okay. I feel like everything now on streaming is like there's at least one.
This one's like a lot. Like part of me is like, how do you know that kids aren't logging onto Hulu and watching this? Like it's kind of worrisome. But I like how I told you that and you're just like, okay, yeah, it's another day in the life
of watching streaming TV.
I hate it.
Yeah. It's kind of weird now when you watch some shows that still bleep out cuss words because I'm so used to streaming. They can say whatever they want.
Yeah.
And so now sometimes I'm like, what words are actually allowed on TV? Which ones are not? And
right.
It's kind of a strange concept now.
It's a different time, girl.
It's a different time. So yeah. Okay. Well, I will start watching Tell Me Lies and I'm sure I'll be able to watch 4 episodes before we record next week.
Maybe. I mean, you know, it's all right. But I thought it was really good. Like, I binged it. But okay. There's, like, suspense and, like, shitty male behavior and, like, friendships. It's just, like, a lot of storylines, and I like it.
Okay. I like that, too. I like shows that make me think. Mm. I think it's
The House line to the thinking.
No, but, like,
moderate thinking.
Right. I feel like that's why we like the limited series that HBO came out with for a long time, because yes. You had to like think and pay attention, and like you had to like engage with the show. Otherwise you'd get lost really fast.
But then it was like over. It was only 8 seasons long of like trying to pay attention.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's why I like those, because I'm like, okay, I can be invested in this, like watching a small portions of a movie every week, you know?
Yes.
Whereas like some Everything Everywhere All at Once. Have you seen that movie?
No.
There's that huge, like, nationally reclaimed or like worldly reclaimed, I don't know, movie. Everything Everywhere All at Once. It won a bunch of awards, got a bunch of attention. Okay. And I've been wanting to watch it because apparently like the storyline is amazing. People rave about it.
Okay.
So Sam and I watched it last week, and after like an hour, I'm like really trying to be into it. Like 2.5 hours long, and I'm like watching my phone, and he's like, no babe, you have to pay attention, it's like not like a movie you can sit on your phone. I was like, well, this is the only way I'm gonna get through it, like I gotta like just stare at my phone. He's like, well, you should just not watch it then. I'll just watch it by myself, like I don't want to make you watch it.
Then it makes you feel guilty.
Yeah, but I'm also like, all right, maybe I'm ruining it for him, but I can't be into this. Like, 1 minute we're like in another dimension, the next minute we're doing Kung Fu, and the next minute this person's head blew up, and it's like, what the fuck's going on?
I'm out.
What's going on here?
I'm out.
And like, why is this lady, why is Jamie Lee Curtis in this movie, and why is she acting like a crazy zombie woman? Like, what?
No.
So anyway, so he finishes it, and then he's like, it was so good, you really should finish it. And I was like, well, you should have just let me watch it with you. Like, I'm not gonna watch it on my own. Now he's like, there's such a good message at the end. I'm teary eyed. I'm like, well, how many Kung Fu scenes do I need to see before I get the message? Like 2.5 hours worth? No.
Am I watching The Karate Kid or what?
No, it was just like so much thinking of like, we're here, and then which dimension are we in? And wait, was that her life now or her life in the future? Like, what's going on? You know, that kind of thinking is too much for me.
Yeah.
But like romance and mystery, like, yeah, I can think about that.
Yes. Yeah.
So anyway, so yeah, try it out. Everybody okay. Go watch it.
I'll watch
it. And we'll circle back.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. All right, guys. Well, I think we've reached our time limit for today. We won't make you listen to us anymore.
Yeah, we're done.
All righty. Thanks, guys. Have a good week. Of course, we're always on Instagram at Relatable Reality Podcast and on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Apple Podcasts app. Download, subscribe, like, tell us what you think. Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
Bye.